Dale, welcome to Around Cincinnati.
Thank you. Thanks for having me.
You've been head of Beth's House for several months now, and first off, I want to ask you how you like it there.
It is tons of fun. It is such a little gem. The history, of course, is fascinating as the oldest brick house in all of Ohio and in Cincinnati. And the exhibits that we have put on in the past and that I'm working on now are just fun and very interesting.
Well, the new exhibition that has just opened, I think it's the major exhibition of this year for Beth's House, and it looks at a very particular area of Cincinnati history. And actually, it has one of the longest exhibition titles of the season, I think.
Yes, that's a good point.
It's called Bricks, Barrel Vaults, and Beer, : The Architectural Legacy of Cincinnati Breweries. Did you work with another organization in putting this show together?
Yes, we are working with the Beer Brewery District. It's formally called the Brewery District Community Urban Redevelopment Corporation. And Steve Hampton, who is the executive director and an architect, along with Mike Morgan, a local historian, and my predecessor, Julie Carpenter, they were the curators and project managers of this exhibit. They've been working on it for the past year, putting all the pieces and doing all the research, bringing it all together.
Well, your press release says that beer consumption was once 2.5 times the national average.
Well, the influx of the German immigration here in Cincinnati really brought in a lot of beer-drinking people. The beer industry grew to respond to their demand, and I'm sure both fed off of each other, because then we had growing numbers of beer breweries here. And we have one of the largest collection of pre-prohibition brewery structures, more than anywhere else in the country. So what we have architecturally is also a reflection of that demand for beer.
And the architecture, of course, is the point of this show. Tell us something about what we can see in that exhibition.
We have over 20 panels, and it covers not just the architecture. It covers where buildings were put. For example, saloons that were built on the inclines, bringing people up out of the city. We have information on the processes, simply how you made beer and how it came about that Cincinnati has these underground beer vaults, these tunnels where lager beer could be better produced in these controlled temperatures. So we have information, we have photographs, and then we have information on working conditions. Because this was such an economically driven industry, you can imagine there were thousands of people who worked for the beer breweries. And the working conditions in these factories were not too good. But humorously, they were actually paid in beer, not always in cash. So the information on how this industry operated and what it brought to Cincinnati. And then the exhibit moves on to talk about the beer barons and who they were and what their companies were. As we all know, with these buildings that are being rehabbed today, the brewery industry kind of went up and down, and different companies, breweries, came into existence and then were bought and sold. And all of that information is in these panels. And the photographs of the building are beautiful. Of course, we have photographs of some of them today. And then we have a couple of restaurants that still exist today that were a part of the brewery history, and that's Washington Platform and Arnold's Bar and Grill. So there is a lot of information about the industry and about the development of downtown in this exhibit.
What about special programs in connection with the show?
We have a fun little partnership with the Christian Moorline Brewery. For this exhibit, they are a sponsor of one of our panels. We have a lot of businesses who came forward to help sponsor this exhibit. And they have a tap room in Over the Rhine that is located adjacent to some of these beer vault tunnels. So they're hosting a little benefit for the Betts House Friday evening, October 18th. That's this coming Friday, in their tap room at 1621 Moore Street. They will have tours. Steve Hampton, one of our historians who also leads tours in the barrel vaults, is going to lead tours. And then any beer that is sold by the tap room, the Betts House will get a little portion of that. So that's a fun little event and a fun partnership so people can actually see the barrel vaults. And then the following Saturday, October 26, we have somebody that we are working with to come in and do a little batch of beer. He's a home brewer and supplier of the goods needed to brew your own beer. So we're going to have a demonstration at the Betts House and then a reception for our sponsors.
One of the things that I always think about when I go to Betts House is how our sense of space has altered. People, at least here on the frontier, when the 19th century had barely begun and that house was built, lived in what seems to us now minimal space for their needs. Is this a handicap in presenting exhibitions?
Thank you for asking. No. Unfortunately, the Betts House is located up off of the street level, and that is the way all of the houses are on that street. It just happens to be the way it was constructed. So we don't have a way of getting wheelchairs into the facility. And we've retained the historical structure the way it is, as well as the entrance from the sidewalk and the stone walls that hold up the ground around the house.
Because your hours are limited, please tell us exactly when you're open.
Sure. We are open Tuesday, Wednesday, and Thursday each week from 11 until 2. Other weekday appointments can be made for groups. And then we are open the second and fourth Saturday of each month from 12:30 until 5. And then in the summer, we have some programs that are connected to children learning about construction trades and architecture. So additional hours are worked out with groups then.
Thanks so much for coming in to talk with us about that very Cincinnati exhibition at Betts House.
I appreciate being here. Thank you for having me.
We've been talking with Dale Dierdorf, Interim Director at Betts House, the oldest brick house in Ohio. For more information, see WVXU.org. For Around Cincinnati, this is Jane Durrell.